We're at a point right now where we're trying to utilize the guidance we have from the state and our four guiding principles to try and put together the best plan we can for kids. And that includes, number one, is the health and safety of our staff and students. The second piece we were focusing on was in-person instruction as much as possible. And with those two things in mind, we wanted to try and bring our kids back every day if at all possible. And based on the survey data we got back, we think we can make that happen for those that want to come back. Nearly 40% of our parents responded that they would not be sending their children to school under the current circumstances. So in order to make that work, we're going to be utilizing a blended model. And that includes all day, every day instruction available to all students that choose that option with 12:30 dismissals through Labor Day. The afternoon time allows our staff and students that chose remote learning to work on that portion of their education. And one of the questions we're going to be asking parents to make a choice on at registration is, do they want that in-person instruction or do they want that remote learning? And we're asking them to commit to that decision through Labor Day for those 3 weeks from our start date with students on August 17th.
And then after Labor Day, what happens?
After Labor Day, we're certainly going to have to reevaluate where everything's at. At that point, hopefully we'll be able to return to full day, all day instruction for all students. If things would deteriorate here in Mercer County or across Illinois, then we could be looking at a return to all remote learning for students. But we're hoping for the best right now and looking forward to getting students back in classrooms.
Yeah, and then just the kind of, moving target you're dealing with in terms of responding to the pandemic and then responding to State Board of Education and the Illinois Department of Public Health. I mean, this is an evolving thing that can change drastically from day to day. That's really what you've been dealing with, right?
It has been. And in some ways, it's been frustrating because of the timing of some of the changes that we've had to deal with, because we know that parents and students and athletes and coaches all have questions about how are these new rules going to work. And finding out late in the game or on a Friday afternoon and trying to get something in place by Monday morning has been difficult for all superintendents and all school districts.